Amarillo Slim got the idea for his name from Minnesota Fats, who was from New York, by the way. He spent a sporting life taking chances. Amarillo Slim went down the river of no return to win a bet from Jimmy the Greek Snyder. He defeated Bobby Riggs in tennis by playing with a skillet, and once won a good-sized bet over which sugar cube a fly would land on. Mr. Slim is not a compulsive gambler. He's a professional who's been called the greatest gambler who ever lived, a man who's won bets not only in pool halls and poker games, but golf courses, rivers, and jail cells. Thomas Austin Preston used to be his name. He was actually born in Arkansas, but that's the last you'll hear of that. He's written his memoirs now, Amarillo Slim in a World Full of Fat People, co-authored with Greg Dinkin. Mr. Slim joins us from member station KNPR, of course, in Las Vegas, where he's been playing in the World Series of Poker this week. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Slim.
It's my pleasure.
You you say that at a poker table, you don't play the cards, you play the other players.
See, when an ordinary top square young guy, I mean a guy that's got a job or something, when he sits down to a poker table, he stereotypes himself to what he'll do. Mm-hmm. So if you're observant, and you see this guy draw a card, and he doesn't have a heart as big as a pea, and he passes. Well, you just look what he shows now, and you know he missed his hand, don't you? Okay, the next time he draws, if he misses his hand, he'll say pass. Now, what would you do if he draws and he comes out and bets? Why, I'd hunt that four-letter word. I'd hunt that exit, E-X-I-T, because, hell, you know he made his hand, mm-hmm. So... They tell you their hands either in their mannerisms or the amount of money they wager, or everybody looks for a tell necessarily in the jugular. A lot of people can control that. Now, there's a pulse that sometimes shows. I've seen a guy nearly knock his watch off when he'd make a big bet. And why, I wouldn't give a Chinaman a nickel to tell me he had a hand. He told me himself.
Because there was a vein throbbing or something?
Sure. Most cats get under a little bit of pressure while the coward comes out in them.
Could you tell the story about how you won a poker match once against a great player named Betty Carey because she ordered some tea?
Oh, yeah. Listen, boy, now there was a gal that was stronger than Nellie's breath. Betty had beaten a lot of my associates and everything, so she called me and said, I've decided to graduate. Scooted on out here, said, I posted my money, I'm going to play you a big freeze out. Now, I'm a coffee hound. I drink black coffee out of a dirty cup about 15 times a day. And I said, Betty, would you like some coffee? This come up on the natural. And she said, no, Slim. Oh, but by the way, I would have some hot tea. Now, they're setting up the table, and they're setting up the dealer, and counting the chips out. Each of us had $100,000 worth of chips. So I say to Betty, now this wasn't maxed in, I said, Betty, how's that tea? She took a sip. She said, oh, the tea's real nice, Slim. Thank you. That's good tea. Oh, maybe 20, 30 minutes later, a hand come up between she and I, and I had some reservations as to whether she had a hand or possibly was running without the ball. You know what I'm saying? So I say to Betty, I say, Betty, how you like that poker hand? Oh, she said, Slim, this is a damn good hand. Well, I know that little old girl's lying, don't you follow me? Because that's not what she said about that tea. And you know that's on the square. She was off guard. She said the tea was good. She didn't say that about a hand. So I called her. Yeah. And, man, the wheel run off. You could have heard a mouse piss on cotton. It got just as quiet in that building. You can't imagine how quiet it got. No one in the world thought I'd call her. I called her with a very weak hand. But I felt like I knew her hand.
Let me ask you about how you got your name, the idea of your name from Minnesota Fats.
Well, I didn't get it from him. In my youth, I was a professional billiard player. And most professional billiard players that become champions, per se, they wind up with a nickname. Well, I'm from Amarillo, and I was a poster child for a famine when I was just a kid. Hell, I had to get out of the bathtub before I pulled the plug. I was scared to death I'd go down the drain all my life. So being from Amarillo... And being Slim, it just seemed like a natural. It was put on me when I was about 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And folks that have known me all my life don't know my name.
Well, but you did know Minnesota Fats, although he wasn't quite known.
Oh, I knew him. In fact, I caused him some extreme misfortune. I matched a game with him where I played with a broom as a cue, and it was a proposition game. And, shoot, I knocked all the tail feathers out of old Fats, which I thought was good for him, built character, of which he was lacking a little. But hell, I thought he was all right. He might wet a little close to the house, but as long as he doesn't track it in, he can get along with me. I always thought he was all right.
He might wet a little close to the house.
Well, that's
I'm still not sure I know. I'm going to use that, though, at first opportunity. Now, I have to ask you, Mr. Slim, there are some people that believe that gambling is wrong. I'm not going to use a word like immoral, but just wrong. Or stupid.
I can understand it. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Mm-hmm. And yet, I think everyone in some form or fashion gambles. And I know, just take pro football, for instance. I imagine 99% of the men in America have a wager. It might not be but $5. Mm-hmm. But he's as guilty of gambling if he bets $5 as I am if I bet 60 times that. It's all the same. How you differentiate the difference. If you're going to differentiate the difference, put Mr. Bennett up there with folks like me.
This is Sam Binion who...
Bennett.
Oh, Bennett. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Yeah. Look what his habit was worth.
Do you know him, by the way?
Oh, no, but I'd like to run into him before he put that in them slot machines. I'd have beat him playing poker, and those casinos wouldn't have got to have won that. Oh, and if he's listening, tell him I'm not hard to find if he thinks I won't. I'll be there.
You've been playing in the World Series of Poker there this week, right?
Yes, for about the last 3 weeks.
How have you been playing this week, sir?
Well, at the end of every year, I play plus. This week, I probably lose, I lose 60 the other night on a basketball game.
When you say 60, you mean $60? No, somehow.
No. I'm talking about 60 large ones.
Large ones are?
1,000.
Oh, I thought so, but okay.
Yes. Well, I don't regret it. In fact, I gamble on so many different things, it's unreal. One time I made a wager to the Texans over the Jews. That's not to disrespect or anything. There were a bunch of Jewish boys at the table, and there's three of us Texans. So we three Texans against those five Jewish folks. That's not with animosity.
They're Jewish Texans. Kinky Friedman. Stanley Marcus.
Oh, Kinky Friedman. Isn't that a hell of a note, man? You're all right.
They've left us time for one last question.
Come ahead.
Is there anything valuable about life you can learn from gambling?
Yeah, most people, when they sit down to the gamble, to a poker table, their true character comes out. Do you know what I'm saying? If a guy's got a vendetta or a desire, most people want to self-destruct. I find that a majority of the people that play, especially with me, when they sit down, they kind of anticipate losing. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever disappoint them any if I can help it. You know what I'm saying? Why should I? So I think it's primarily whatever you think of yourself. What I'm trying to tell you is I'm at peace with me and my maker and the whole world. Yeah. It's been a good life. I wouldn't trade 2 days for this for 20 years in the best penitentiary in the whole world, man. This has got to be all right.
Yeah. Mr. Slim, it's been nice talking to you.
I don't know who you are, but, man, you're all right with me. I don't know.
That's a nice compliment. I like it.
Well, it still goes.
Thank you. Well, pleasure meeting you. Take care of yourself, sir.
Oh, I shall.
Amarillo Slim Preston. Speaking to us from Las Vegas, his memoirs, Amarillo Slim in a World Full of Fat People, have just been published. And for an extended version of this conversation, you can log on to npr.org.